Welcome back, everybody, to the Crazy Asian Podcast. Diving in on this episode, talking about proactive listening when it comes to the art of networking. The reality is that we're given two eyes, two ears, and one mouth, and it should be used in that ratio. Remember, your eyes are used to watch the body language of the person that you're talking to, especially when you're out networking. The next one is your two ears. Too many times I run into people that they'll forget immediately the name of the person they just were talking to because they weren't actually listening. They get so enamored with what they're going to ask next, the questions that are going to come out of their mouth, that they actually don't listen, even though they have two ears. And so even though we have the ability to listen more based on our senses, we don't actually listen more. Especially in networking. Now, I will tell you, sometimes it's difficult to hear when it's a very loud event and there's a lot of people and you gotta lean in. But sometimes that forcing yourself to really listen allows you to be able to hone in on what's going on. The other thing I think of when it comes to the ability of having proactive listening is that you're actually not trying to think about what you're gonna say next. So when people are seasoned networkers, they know what questions they want to ask already. And so they're not focused in on what they want to say. They're focusing in on what the other person is going to say. So they're able to focus in on the listening side instead of the talking side. Remember, when you and I talk, we say things that we already know. When we listen, that's how we actually learn. And in the midst of networking, you want to learn about that person. Why are they doing what they do? How do they do what they do? What differentiates them? Who are their ideal clients that they want to be talking to? Who is their niche? Who do they like to meet at a networking event? How can you be of value? How can you help them professionally? Those are the kinds of questions you want to be asking. And most importantly, then, is you want to hear those answers. So, when you think about your skill set of listening, is it proactive or reactive? When you go to a networking event, do you have some questions that you're already going to ask so you don't have to worry about what you're going to say? You can be in the moment of the conversation and truly listen with your eyes and your ears in order to be better. Sherm's out.